Chapter 108. Lizzie ceased to shake her head, and pressed her hand upon her living girdle. Is it through his influence that you came here? Oh no. And of all the world I wouldn't have him know that I am here, or get the least clue where to find me. Lizzie, dear. Why? Asked Bella, in amazement at this burst. But then quickly added, reading Lizzie's face. No. Don't say why. That was a foolish question of mine. I see. There was silence between them. Lizzie, with a drooping head, glanced down at the glow in the fire, where her first fancies had been nursed, and her first escape made from the grim life out of which she had plucked her brother, foreseeing her reward. You know all now, she said, raising her eyes to Bella's. There is nothing left out. This is my reason for living secret here, with the aid of a good old man who is my true friend. For a short part of my life at home with father, I knew of things don't ask me what, that I set my face against, and tried to better. I don't think I could have done more then, without letting my hold on father go, but they sometimes lie heavy on my mind. By doing all for the best, I hope I may wear them out. And wear out too, said Bella soothingly, this weakness, Lizzie, in favor of one who is not worthy of it. No. I don't want to wear that out, was the flushed reply, nor do I want to believe, that he is not worthy of it. What should I gain by that, and how much should I lose? Bella's expressive little eyebrows remonstrated with the fire for some short time before she rejoined. Don't think that I press you, Lizzie, but wouldn't you gain in peace, and hope, and even in freedom? Wouldn't it be better, not to live a secret life in hiding, and not to be shut out from your natural and wholesome prospects? Forgive my asking you, would that be no gain? Does a woman's heart, that has that weakness in it which you have spoken of, returned Lizzie, seek to gain anything? The question was so directly at variance with Bella's views in life, as set forth to her father, that she said internally, there, you little mercenary wretch. Do you hear that? Ain't you ashamed of yourself? And unclasped the girdle of her arms, expressly to give herself a penitential poke in the side. But you said, Lizzie, observed Bella, returning to her subject, when she had administered this chastisement, that you would lose. Besides, would you mind telling me what you would lose, Lizzie? I should lose some of the best recollections, best encouragements, and best objects that I carry through my daily life. I should lose my belief that if I had been his equal, and he had loved me, I should have tried with all my might to make him better and happier, as he would have made me. I should lose almost all the value that I put upon the little learning I have, which is all owing to him, and which I conquered the difficulties of, that he might not think it thrown away upon me. I should lose a kind of picture of him, or of what he might have been, if I had been a lady, and he had loved me, which is always with me, and which I somehow feel that I could not do a mean or a wrong thing before. I should leave off prizing the remembrance that he has done me nothing but good since I have known him, and that he has made a change within me, like the change in the grain of these hands, which were coarse, and cracked, and hard, and brown when I rode on the river with father, and are softened and made supple by this new work as you see them now. They trembled, but with no weakness, as she showed them. Understand me, my dear. Thus she went on. I have never dreamed of the possibility of his being anything to me on this earth, but the kind picture that I know I could not make you understand, if the understanding was not in your own breast already. I have no more dreamed of the possibility of my being his wife than he ever has, and words could not be stronger than that. And yet I love him. I love him so much, and so dearly, that when I sometimes think my life may be but a weary one, I am proud of it, and glad of it. I am proud and glad to suffer something for him, even though it is of no service to him, and he will never know of it or care for it. Apostrophe, Bellisad enchained by the deep, unselfish passion of this girl or woman of her own age, courageously revealing itself in the confidence of her sympathetic perception of its truth. And yet she had never experienced anything like it, or thought of the existence of anything like it. It was late upon a wretched night, apostrophe said Lizzie, when his eyes first looked at me in my old Riverside home, very different from this. His eyes may never look at me again. I would rather that they never did. I hope that they never may. But I would not have the light of them taken out of my life, for anything my life can give me. I have told you everything now, my dear. If it comes a little strange to me to have parted with it, I am not sorry. I had no thought of ever parting with a single word of it, a moment before you came in. But you came in, and my mind changed. Apostrophe, Bella kissed her on the cheek, and thanked her warmly for her confidence. I only wish, apostrophe said Bella, I was more deserving of it. Apostrophe, more deserving of it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, repeated Lizzie, with an incredulous smile. I don't mean in respect of keeping it, apostrophe said Bella, because anyone should tear me to bits, before getting at a syllable of it, though there's no merit in that, for I am naturally as obstinate as a pig. What I mean is, Lizzie, that I am a mere impertinent piece of conceit, and you shame me. Apostrophe, Lizzie put up the pretty brown hair, that came tumbling down, owing to the energy with which Bella shook her head, and she remonstrated while thus engaged, my dear. Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh, it's all very well, to call me your dear, apostrophe said Bella, with a pettish whimper, and I am glad to be called so, though I have slight enough claim to be. But I am such a nasty little thing. Apostrophe, my dear. Apostrophe, apostrophe, urged Lizzie again. Such a shallow, cold, worldly limited little brute. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Bella, bringing out her last adjective with culminating force. Do you think, apostrophe inquired Lizzie with her quiet smile, the hair being now secured, that I don't know better? Apostrophe, apostrophe, do you know better though? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Bella. Do you really believe you know better? Oh, I should be so glad, if you did know better, but I am so very much afraid, that I must know best. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Lizzie asked her, laughing outright, whether she ever saw her own face, or heard her own voice. I suppose so, apostrophe returned Bella, I look in the glass often enough, and I chatter like a magpie. Apostrophe, I have seen your face, and heard your voice, at any rate, apostrophe said Lizzie, and they have tempted me to say to you with a certainty of not going wrong, what I thought I should never say to anyone. Does that look ill? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, I hope it doesn't, apostrophe pouted Bella, stopping herself in something between a humored laugh and a humored sob. I used once to see pictures in the fire, apostrophe said Lizzie playfully, to please my brother. Shall I tell you what I see down there, where the fire is glowing? Apostrophe, apostrophe, they had risen, and were standing on the hearth, the time being come for separating. Each had drawn an arm around the other to take leave. Shall I tell you, apostrophe asked Lizzie, what I see down there? Apostrophe, limited little bee? Apostrophe, apostrophe, suggested Bella with her eyebrows raised. A heart well worth winning, and well won. A heart that, once won, goes through fire and water for the winner, and never changes, and is never daunted. Apostrophe, girl's heart? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Bella, with accompanying eyebrows. Lizzie nodded. And the figure to which it belongs, apostrophe, is yours, apostrophe, suggested Bella. No. Most clearly and distinctly yours. Apostrophe, so the interview terminated with pleasant words on both sides, and with many reminders on the part of Bella that they were friends, and pledges that she would soon come down into that part of the country again. Therewith Lizzie returned to her occupation, and Bella ran over to the little inn to rejoin her company. You look rather serious, Miss Wilfer, apostrophe was the secretary's first remark. I feel rather serious, apostrophe returned Miss Wilfer. She had nothing else to tell him, but that Lizzie Hexam's secret had no reference, whatever to the cruel charge, or its withdrawal. Oh yes though, said Bella, she might as well mention one other thing. Lizzie was very desirous to thank her unknown friend who had sent her the written retractation. Was she, indeed? Observed the secretary. Ah, Bella asked him, had he any notion who that unknown friend might be? He had no notion whatever. They were on the borders of Oxfordshire, so far had poor old Betty Higden's trade. They were to return by the train presently, and, the station being near at hand, the Reverend Frank and Mrs. Frank, and Sloppy and Bella and the secretary, set out to walk to it. Few rustic paths are wide enough for five, and Bella and the secretary dropped behind. Can you believe, Mr. Rokesmith, apostrophe said Bella, that I feel as if whole years had passed since I went into Lizzie Hexam's cottage? Apostrophe, apostrophe, we have crowded a good deal into the day, apostrophe he returned, and you were much affected in the churchyard. You are overtired. Apostrophe, no, I am not at all tired. I have not quite expressed what I mean. I don't mean that I feel as if a great space of time had gone by, but that I feel as if much had happened to myself, you know. Apostrophe, for good, I hope. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I hope so, apostrophe said Bella. You are cold, I felt you tremble. Pray let me put this wrapper of mine about you. May I fold it over this shoulder without injuring your dress? Now, it will be too heavy and too long. Let me carry this end over my arm, as you have no arm to give me. Apostrophe, yes she had though. How she got it out, in her muffled state, heaven knows. But she got it out somehow, there it was, and slipped it through the secretary's. I have had a long and interesting talk with Lizzie, Mr. Rokesmith, and she gave me her full confidence. Apostrophe, she could not withhold it, apostrophe said the secretary. I wonder how you come, apostrophe said Bella, stopping short as she glanced at him, to say to me just what she said about it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I infer that it must be because I feel just as she felt about it. Apostrophe, and how was that, do you mean to say, sir? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Bella, moving again. That if you were inclined to win her confidence, anybody's confidence, you were sure to do it. Apostrophe, the railway, at this point, knowingly shutting a green eye and opening a red one, they had to run for it. As Bella could not run easily so wrapped up, the secretary had to help her. When she took her opposite place in the carriage corner, the brightness in her face was so charming to behold, that on her exclaiming, what beautiful stars, and what a glorious night! Apostrophe, apostrophe, the secretary said yes, apostrophe, but seemed to prefer to see the night, and the stars in the light of her lovely little countenance, to looking out of window. Oh, Boofer lady, fascinating Boofer lady! If I were but legally executor of Johnny's will, if I had but the right to pay your legacy, and to take your receipt. Something to this purpose surely mingled with the blast of the train as it cleared the stations, all knowingly shutting up their green eyes and opening their red ones, when they prepared to let the Boofer lady pass. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.